Daddy. I went to camp and yesterday, the day before yesterday, I made an airplane, and yesterday I didn't get to paint it, but maybe tomorrow I will. Daddy, yesterday we went to camp. We went to Arlene's for the 4th of July. Daddy, Uncle Irvy gave me a cap gun and some, and Noah came with the cap gun, some sparklers.
Hi, Howie. Well, here it is, Sunday morning. Unbelievable. I took the boys over to the club, and it was about 2 o'clock, and it was still kind of overcast, but I thought, well, it wasn't cold out, and they could probably swim, and they'd probably see some of their friends there. So I went over, and I thought, well, I'll stay a couple of hours. Well, I had to drag myself away at 6 o'clock. Howard, I think I've become addicted to the club. I absolutely love it. I sat with Joan and Harriet and Sheila and Grace, and Gary made a new friend. Jeffrey, of course, Jeffrey plays with anybody and everybody, but he had Kenny and Lauren and Jill Margolis. And then little Peter Sterrett was there. He was a guest of someone playing over there. And they just played and played and played. Then I saw Irv and Joan Gettleman walk in. Well, I didn't see Joan, I saw Irv. And I went over and said hello to him, and I invited him to sit with us. And then Joan walked in, and I think they were really delighted to see a friend and to sit with someone because they really don't know anybody there. And of course, Les and Judy wouldn't give them the time of day if they were there anyway. I asked Joan, I said, do you hear from Judy at all? And she said, no, I've never heard from Judy. She says when they even go to the hospital dances, Judy won't even come near her and say hello or anything. And I said, did you feel funny about that? And she says, well, yeah. She says, but I've met a lot of friends, and we have, you know a lot of nice people. And I says, well, that's right. I said, they're not the only people in the world. And I says, there are so many nice people around that, you just make new friends every day. So they sat with us, and then she invited the boys and I for dinner for tonight, which I thought was very, very nice. So I told her we'd see her over at the club today, and then we'd set a time for tonight. Last night, Grace and I sent out for dinner, and we brought it in from Casa de Carlos, which is that Mexican restaurant right down here near Fallbrook and Ventura. It's really not one of my favorites, but it was close and it was handy, and it was funny. We were just ordering, and Jules was on call, and she usually doesn't see him till 10 or 11. Guess what's poppin'? Anyway, as we were ordering dinner, he drove up, and so he joined us and had a tostada, but I don't really particularly care for their food at all. I like El Torito or La Fiesta the best. I really don't care for Casa de Carlos, but like I say, it was close and convenient, and Grace sort of liked it from there, so I went down there. Jerry and Sally are still in the winner's bracket. Sally spent the night at Shirley's house because Dave left for Europe for a month. And Craig is at some camp in the High Sierras for a month. I don't know what's happening with Dave and Sally. One minute they're here and one minute they're there, and I don't know from nothing. The kids are out on the front porch now coloring napkins with Carolyn Gray. And they're really doing a pretty job. They got these fancy napkins and they're coloring them in real, real pretty, and it's keeping them quiet, so I could care less. I didn't get up until the phone woke me up at about 9:45, and it was Shirley. And I told her I'd call her back later because I was really out of it. Nanny went home Friday night, and I have slept pretty good since then. Would you believe Joan Levy bought the same bathing suit I did after I described it to her and told her how cute it was? She went out and bought the same one. Oh, well. Monday, I have a million errands to do, and one of them will be to take in your sunglasses. Since I have to go down to Bullock's, I will stop at that Superior Optical and take them in there. And then I can just make another trip down there in a week or so. Or perhaps they may even be ready on Tuesday. And Tuesday I have to take Gary to see Amnon Wine. I called the office and told them that you had taken the stitches out in Hawaii, and was it necessary that you be brought in, that he be brought in? And she said yes. She said if he stitched him up, he'd like to see how it looks. So I'll bring him in Tuesday afternoon. Jeffy has a birthday party at Jill Margolis's, so I made it for the same time, so that'll work out real good. It's still overcast right now, and I'm really thrilled because I feel if the sun's out, I have to be at that club, and this way at least I can get a few things done around here. I can't believe how I've become addicted in just a few days. I just love sitting over there, and it's, you know me, I love to just sit anyhow and do nothing. And that swimming pool is just fabulous. Both kids go off the high platform or the high board, and they just love it. And they have a million friends there to play with, and they don't bug me at all. In fact, I had to ask them if they wanted a snack yesterday, which, you know, usually when they're bored, they bug me all afternoon for goodies to eat. But they really are enjoying it so much, and I'm so glad that I activated it. They have beginner tennis lessons on Monday morning only, and that happens to be Gary's camp day, and he really is anxious to start tennis lessons. But I think what I will do after the 5-week period of camp is over, if they still want to go to camp, I will switch them to only 2 days a week, and then we can swing in the beginning tennis lessons for Gary, and I will get them tennis clothes and a racket and the whole bit. Ken Tolbert dropped by this morning a few minutes ago and borrowed the Paysex catalog. All of a sudden, he's become a camera bug, and would you believe he even took my picture, Gary's picture, and Nanny's picture on Thursday, and he's very interested in some lenses. I told him that if he wanted them, that he was to give me cash and that I would send you a check and order them. He's supposed to bring back the catalog this afternoon, and I'll see if he wants anything. Also, Glenn wants to look at it, and Jules wants it back again, because I think he's debating on something else. I'm not sure what it is, but he keeps toying with the idea that he still might want something else. There is a girl at the tennis club who is pregnant and is so huge. She is 3 weeks overdue. And I look at her and she's not uncomfortable at all. And she goes around with her kids and she gets in the water and she swims and she, believe it or not, hits tennis balls. And she's kind of like a Canoe Rockland, I guess. But I look at her and, God, I get a stomachache looking at her. Gwen kind of had a fright. I guess it was Friday or Saturday. I think it was Friday. She said Kyle was playing in the playpen, and she climbs in and out of it herself now, so Gwen just keeps it up to keep the toys in there, and it's in their family room. And she said that she climbed up, and she lost her balance, and she hit the hardwood floor and hit her head and passed out completely. And Gwen was just like trembling, and she put some cold water on her, and she revived her, but she had such a bump there, and that she took a nap, and she woke up several times crying because she probably had a headache. But she's absolutely fine. But, oh, Gwen has really had a lot of things with that kid. Our squash plants have big, big flowers on them, but I accidentally pulled out one the other day, and I tried to replant it, and it's just limp. I don't think it's going to take effect. We have a good number of corn growing in the front yard in the ivy, but I think if I pulled it out, I would break their hearts. They absolutely go out there every day and look at it and measure it, and Tommy planted one seed, and Vincent planted a seed, and they're just so excited. They're beyond their mind, so I think until you come home, there's going to be corn in the front yard, but oh, so what? As soon as we get some corn, I'll just pull it up. And it's really kind of cute. And my tomato plants have got a lot of blossoms, but no tomatoes, but tons of blossoms. And I found a big lemon on the lemon tree. Only one, but I did find one. He trims so much that every time I find one, he cuts it away. But it's still there. He didn't come Friday because of 4th of July. Seems like Memorial Day was on a Friday. 4th of July was on a Friday. And if that's my gardener's day, he just doesn't come. So I have to wait a couple of weeks. But he trims so close and is so good that it doesn't look bad. If Carlos misses one time, the yard used to be like overrun. But this guy is so good that it really doesn't look that bad out there. I don't know what's happening with Stuart and Adrian. I kind of am afraid to call over there. I told you that, I guess a few days ago when he was here, everything was pretty up in the air and he was all shook up. He quit his job and Adrian supposedly had seen a divorce lawyer and he needs an operation. He's got a big growth growing out of the side of his neck. And it really looks terrible. But then for a while it looked like it had gone away. But now it's bad again and the doctor wants it out. And apparently he doesn't have health insurance. And some man owes him $18,000 and he's trying to get that from him. And it's really kind of a screwed up mess. I don't envy him. I'm glad the weather's cooled down. If for no other reason, for Eric. I asked Foster if it was all right if Eric stayed outside. And he said if the dog is healthy, there's a cool spot for him to be in. I mean, not a cool, but a shady spot. And plenty of water around. There is no reason in the world why he can't be outside. And of course, I've got two water things for Eric around. And when I do go away, I leave the garage door open. Not that it's any cooler in there, but at least the cement may be a little bit cooler. I don't know. And he always seems to be in there when I get home, so he likes a little bit better. And also, he lies in the right here by the breakfast room where the plants are. The sun doesn't seem to reach the soil there, and it's always wet. And he seems to lie on that quite a bit and enjoys that. Well, Hal, there really isn't much more to say, and I think I've covered just about everything. I want to get this in the mail today. I hope that you receive by now my package. And I think your folks mentioned on the tape that they had sent two packages for you. And then at the family club, Aunt Edith wanted to know if there was anything she could send. And she said, do you think he would like some more mandel bread? And I said, oh, I know he'd love it. So I think she's going to mail pretty soon to you some mandel bread. But I don't really think she's feeling too good. I don't know. She said that her stomach has been bothering her and that she may go in for some tests or some treatment or I don't know. I really wasn't paying too much of attention, so I couldn't tell you for sure. But anyway, she was going to mail you some mandel bread. And Aunt Rose wanted to know if you enjoyed the cookies in Hawaii, and I said that we didn't eat them in Hawaii, that you took them back to Vietnam with you. And she was just thrilled that, you know, that you took them back and we're going to eat them there. Well, I'm going to sign off now, honey. And I'll write tomorrow. Love, Ruthie.
5 months go as rapidly as the first month has. In fact, my watch has just changed to Sunday the 13th. And the 13th, a month ago, was the day that I found out that I was coming to Coochee. Beautiful Friday the 13th. And here it is a month later, and time has really flown. I look at these pictures from in the beach, and it seems like we were just there, which we really were. You know, it was only about, 5 weeks ago. But yet, in another respect, it just looks like it was so long ago. Well, I don't have much more to say on this tape, so I'll just keep talking until it runs out, and then mail it off. Oh, by the way, you said you sent me some peanuts. Actually, I really don't need peanuts. We have peanuts galore in the PXs. And again, I know it's tough because this correspondence, which is always about 2 weeks behind, but the salamis were great, and the cheese was great too. I forgot to tell you, but the cheese came in fantastic condition, and I enjoyed that just as much as the salami. And please send more. This thing of sending it with the National Guard sounds great. Just be sure you write on the address, in country. When you put, APO 96353, write in big letters all over the package, in country, because otherwise the thing will go back to San Francisco and then come back here. So if you write that, then it should be delivered. They tell me it actually takes about 2 days to get from Saigon to here, so it may not be too fast, and I wouldn't send anything that's too perishable, but certainly it would save a lot of money in sending bulk items, and I think that's the best way to do it.